127 games down, one win to go for the Rawhide to return to the postseason for the first time since 2019. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. We return to Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California for Game 3 of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Joey Gonzalez with you here on this Saturday night. Or on this Thursday night, as we get ready to open up the weekend. Visalia, they need one win in their final four games of the season to return to the postseason for the first time since prior to COVID. We take a look back at last night's ball game. Visalia was the first team to get on the board in inning number four with a crooked inning, four runs in the fourth inning, and then one more in the top half of the fifth inning. The lone run for the Quakes was in inning number three. Final score 5-1. The Rawhide four-run fourth inning. It brought up nine batters to the plate, and it began with Christopher Treen drawing a leadoff walk. Visalia, four runs, two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. It would be the first four batters to step up to the plate that would all score a run. Torin, Crisantes, Ortiz, and Drew Jones for Visalia. Wilkin Brady's a very impressive performance last night. Six innings of work, five hits, and one earned run in last night's ballgame. He struck out six batters and did not walk a single batter in yesterday's ballgame. All manager D. Garner needed in yesterday's game, two pitchers. It was Wilkin Brady's and alongside Braden Quinn. Those were the two pitchers that he used yesterday. Meanwhile, for manager John Shoemaker, it was a little bit different of a ballgame. Hunsuk Jung, two innings of work, three strikeouts and one walk, a different outing than he had last time against Visalia, where he went three innings of work and he struck out seven Rawhide batters in that ball game. And then Cam Day, the first relief pitcher of the ball game, was the one who suffered the loss. Two errors in the ball game were the difference makers in yesterday's ball game, both Visalia and Rancho committing an error with the Quakes 2, the Rawhide 1. So Brady's once again the win, Cam Day the loss, and Braden Quinn, who's now appeared in three games for Visalia, has yet to give up an earned run. We'll get ready to step aside when we come back. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and a look at the California League standings with just one playoff spot remaining on the line. Rancho and Visalia, it is game three of the six-game series, and it's coming up next right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Joey Gonzalez with you here on this Thursday night for game 128 of 131 here in 2024. We'll take a look at the California League standings, where we'll start off in the South. Lake Elsinore 38-24. They have a two-game lead over Visalia. The Rawhide still have a chance to capture the second half Southern Division title, but they have to win tonight and get a little bit of help from the team above them in the standings. In second place, Visalia 36-26. Two games back, and then in third place, Rancho Cucamonga, 63-63 overall. They are 33-29 here in the second half, and Rancho would need to win the final four games of the regular season starting tonight if they want to find a way to make a spot in the postseason. Meanwhile, in fourth place, Inland Empire, 31-31. They've lost two straight, seven games back, officially out of playoff contention. Meanwhile, up in the north, San Jose, they are 35-27. They are the second half title winners, right above the Modesto Nuts, who are currently in second with a record of 29-33. Modesto is one of the best teams in all of minor league baseball in the first half, as they were the first team to get 40 wins overall and capture the first half title in the north. Meanwhile, third place, Fresno Grizzlies, 27-35, eight games back. And then lastly, in Stockton, a team who's 45-81, 19-43 here in the second half. We're ready to take a look around the California League. We'll get you the out-of-town scoreboard. We're on this September 5th, Thursday night. Inland Empire and Lake Elsinore currently warming up. They get started at 6:30 as well. 20 minutes after us, it'll be Fresno and San Jose starting at 6:50. And then the last game of the night, it'll be a 7:05 start time between the Modesto Nuts and the Stockton Port. Tonight's starting pitchers, Adonis Perez for Visalia, the southpaw. He's 5-8 with a 6.30 ERA. Meanwhile, for the Quakes, it'll be the right-hander Christian Zazueta, who is 1-5 with a 6.85 ERA. You look at the numbers for Adonis Perez so far this season. He's had four starts against Rancho. He's only won one of those starts. The Rawhide are 1-3 when Perez has been on the mound against Rancho Cucamonga. So the second Perez win could get the Rawhide into the postseason. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Visalia Rawhide, the Rawhide on Facebook. We get ready for game three of the six-game series history-making night here at Alona Marfield. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and first pitch coming up next. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Eight teams ranging from Stockton all the way to Lake Elsinore, California. Divided between the North and the South, four teams make the postseason, including two from each division. Here's a pitch from Quinn, right down the middle, strike three called. For the Rawhide, they look to return to the postseason for the first time since 2019. It's been a year of the lows.
Another balk, and it's a walk-off balk.
And the highs.
That one's lifted into right center field, going back towards the barn. And that ball is gone! See you later!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. Game three of the six-game series and a potential playoff-clinching night here at Alona Mart Field. Christopher Torin leads things off for Visalia. Christian Zazueta on mound, and that pitch outside for a ball. 3-0 is the count to begin this ball game from Zazueta. Torin trying to draw a leadoff walk to begin this ball game. Here's the deal home, and that one is outside for ball four. And just like that, Visalia one batter into the ball game. It is a leadoff walk. It's brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. Tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Anthem. Christopher Torin will lead things off. Anderson Rojas will bat out of the two spot. It'll be Demetrio Grisantes, the second baseman, batting third. Then it'll be Angel Ortiz, the cleanup batter, batting four. Drew Jones will be in center field, batting five. It'll go Ben McLaughlin, Ruben Santana, Modifi Marte, eight. And then lastly, the catcher, Adrian DeLeon, at the nine spot. Christian Zazueta will throw that one in there for a strike, and the count now 0-1. Visalia yesterday capturing the win 5-1 after suffering a 2-0 shutout loss, their first shutout loss since July. Torin's in motion, throw down to second base, and it is in time. Christopher Torin is caught stealing, and here comes manager D. Garner out to the base umpire Reginald Webb to have their first conference of the ball game. So Visalia coming straight out of the gates, really aggressive with Torin trying to get a stolen base exactly the way the ball game started last week against the Fresno Grizzlies when the Rawhide realized they needed a crucial win last Thursday and then ended up losing that ball game, final score 11-2. Yancel Luis was caught trying to go home on a sack fly at third base. Drew Jones was caught stealing at second. And after that, the Fresno Grizzlies ran away with it. That was the last time we've seen the Rawhide really come flying out of the gate. And we'll see if that's kind of the same strategy in tonight's ballgame. 2-2 with one down. The upcoming pitch on the way. Here's the deal to Rojas. And that one's off the edge of the bat. He fouls that one up and out of play for a 2-2 count. Demetrio Grisantes waiting on deck. What a year he's had so far for Visalia. Talk about his numbers as this broadcast continues to roll on. Two balls, two strikes with the one away. Zazueta's pitch to Rojas, and he gets underneath that one. Pops it up on the left side. Losing the mask is Rodriguez, and it will go down to a sliding effort to make the grab. Lots of backspin on that one, but he's underneath it for out number two. And it'll now bring up Demetrio Grisantes to the plate. Talking about the starting pitcher for today's ball game, Christian Zazueta, making his 11th start of the year, 14 appearances so far this season for the Quakes. He is 0-2 in three games with a 13.0 ERA and 9 innings of work against Visalia. So the two starting pitchers in tonight's ball game, very familiar with their opposition. And Adonis Perez, the same thing as well. He's made 4 appearances against the Quakes. 0-1 pitch on the way to Grisantes, and that one is outside for ball 1-1. The last outing for Zazueta, you go back to last week out at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. 1 run on 3 hits and 5 innings of work, 7 strikeouts and no walks in that ball game. 1-1 deal on the way, and that one is upstairs for a ball. It is now 2-1. Visalia looking to get some offense going here in the bottom half and the top half of the first inning. It's a Rawhide team who has not scored the first run of the ballgame in now 8 straight games. And now Grisantes, a swing and a miss, and the count now 2-2. The last time Visalia scored the first run of the ballgame, you have to go back to the series against Inland Empire, where Visalia had their largest margin of victory of the season, 15-1 against the 66ers. 2-2 pitch on the way to Grisantes, and that one's at the bottom of the strike zone. Strike 3 called. And it'll be Christian Zazueta who will face the minimum here in inning number 1. We head to the bottom half of the frame. Visalia 0, Rancho 0. Adonis Perez will jog out to the mound for the first time tonight. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Bottom one here at Lone Mart Field. Adonis Perez will make his way out to the mound for the first time in this ball game. Perez works from the left side of the slab. The final of the three Southpaw starting pitchers that Visalia will bring into the week. You look at the rest of the weekend, Friday through Sunday, it'll be all right-handers and featuring Casey Anderson tomorrow night, Daniel Nunez on Saturday, and then Danny LaRondo on Sunday afternoon for the season finale. Eduardo Quintero will lead things off quickly behind in the count, 0-2. Upcoming pitch on the way from Adonis Perez, and that one is swung on and fouled backwards. Quintero batting 193 on the year with no home runs and six RBIs on the season and two stolen bases. No balls, two strikes, with no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way from Adonis Perez. Here's the deal, a breaking ball, and that one misses outside for ball one, 1-2. Adonis will stare down Quintero with a .316 on-base percentage here in 2024. Upcoming deal on the way from Adonis, and that one is fouled off to the right side. It count remain 1-2. Adonis Perez, 6'3", 185, the 20-year-old southpaw out of La Romana, Dominican Republic. Three-pitch arsenal for the Rawhide southpaw. Perez gets ready for the 1-2 pitch. Here's the deal home, and once again, Quintero gets a piece of it and fouls it back to the right side. Sinker, slider, changeup is the three pitches that Quintero will have to face off against that Adonis Perez presents to the plate. 1-2 on the way, and that one is downstairs for ball two, 2-2. It's a Rawhide team, and you look at them over the last 10 games, 6-4. Meanwhile, for Rancho, 4-6 in their previous 10 games. Rye team, they've struggled on the road this year, 27-35. Rancho, two games above 500 whenever they've been at their own ballpark, 31-29. And now that one is strike three at the bottom of the zone. So Perez has his first strikeout of the ball game. There's one down in the frame as we get ready to look at the starting lineup for Rancho. Batting the two spots, Zaire Hope, the center fielder. Cameron Deckler, the center fielder, will bat third. Then it'll be Jose Mesa in right field. Carlos Rojas, the first baseman. Victor Rodriguez will make his first start behind the plate this series, and Wilman Diaz at third base, Osvaldo Osorio at second, and then lastly the shortstop, Elijah Hainlein. That pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. One ball, no strikes with one away. Here comes the deal from Perez, and that one's a bit low for ball two, 2-0. Tonight's starting lineup's brought to you by Anthem. Anthem would like to remind you that Live Health Online lets you visit a doctor through video chat on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. When you need to see a doctor late at night or can't make it to the doctor's office, Live Health Online can help at no cost to Anthem Medi-Cal members. So Zaire Hope will foul that one off to the right side, and the count will now move to 2-1. Zaire Hope, the second most home runs on this Rancho team, right behind Cameron Decker's 10. 2-1 with one away. Here's the pitch. And that one outside as well for ball three, 3-1. We talk about the home run leaders for this team. Cameron Decker with 10. Gerald Perez, who was traded to the Chicago White Sox at the trade deadline, he had 10 as well with the Quakes. Ground ball to the right side. Persantis will field. He'll have plenty of time to throw to first base, and he will get there in time. Two down here in the inning, and it brings up Cameron Decker to the plate. Talking about the Rawhide, southpaw Adonis Perez. We'll look at his numbers so far in 2024, 5-8 with a 6.30 ERA. This is his 22nd start of the year. His only non-start came in the first six-game road trip of the season out in Lake Elsinore. With two down in the frame, here's the pitch to Decker. First pitch swinging, and he fouls that one directly backwards. The count now 0-1. 94 and a third innings of work so far this season for Perez. 91 strikeouts and 42 walks. No balls and a strike with two away. Here comes the deal from Perez. And that one's a breaking ball that barely misses inside for ball one, and 1-1. Cameron Decker batting .243, 47 RBIs and the 10 home runs that leads the team. 1-1 with two down. Here's the pitch home. And that one is right down the middle in there for a strike, 1-2. Cameron Decker's 10th home run of the season came in the opening game of the six-game series on a no-doubt solo home run into left field. One of two runs scored in Tuesday night's ball game. Here's a pitch to Decker, swung on and missed, and Adonis a pair of strikeouts to get him through inning number one. A three up, three down frame. It is 0-0 through one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by SaintLeoRawhide.com.
Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota. Let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals. There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of inning number two. Angel Ortiz, Drew Jones, and Ben McLaughlin do appear in the inning. So both starting pitchers facing the minimum in inning number one. Here comes the deal home, and that one is swung on and missed 0-1. Defensive ball game on Tuesday, and yesterday's ball game on Wednesday night. A pitcher's clinic on the Rawhide side of things. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they had to go through five different pitchers. Yunsuk Jung, two innings of work, three strikeouts, and one walk. Did not allow a earned run in the ballgame before Cam Day checked in the ballgame. 1-1 pitch on the way to Ortiz, and that one is outside for ball two, 2-1. Cam Day, an inning and a third yesterday, two hits, four runs, only one of those earned as a result of two of his fielding errors that he made in yesterday's ballgame. Two walks and two strikeouts as well. A 2-1 pitch on the way. Ortiz will golf that one into right field going down the line, and that ball is gone! See you later! A solo home run from Angel Ortiz, and for the first time in eight games, the Rawhide are the first team to get on the board, and Angel Ortiz goes yard for the seventh time in 2024. 1-0 ball game for Visalia, and if you want to get that playoff spot, that's how you do it right there. You get on the board first, and he'll get a plenty of high fives as he makes his way back to the Rawhide dugout, and it now brings up Drew Jones to the plate in a 1-0 game. Drew Jones, .272 so far on the year, five home runs and 61 RBIs at 61 runs batted in this season leads this Rawhide team. 0-1 pitch on the way to Drew, and that one is downstairs for a ball, and the count now 1-1. Drew Jones, four of his five homers so far this season have come at Valley Strong Ballpark, with his lone road home run coming against Robbie Ray, making a rehab appearance with San Jose back during the series right before the All-Star break. Two balls and a strike with no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way to Drew Jones. Here's the deal home from Zazueta. Jones thought about pulling the trigger. He does not. Either way, it's in there for a strike, and the count is now 2-2. Drew Jones' 272 batting average is 3 points behind being a top 10 in batting average leader in Emmanuel Vargas, who's batting at 275 for the 66ers. But on this occasion, Drew Jones will strike out on the inside corner. And there's now one down here in the inning as Drew Jones is the second strikeout victim of the ballgame. Bring up the left-handed bat of Ben McLaughlin to play the former Arkansas Razorback. McLaughlin drafted in the ninth round of the 2024 MLB draft. Only a year with Arkansas, where he finished the year with 9 home runs. 11 total home runs during his time with the Razorbacks, 3 home runs in his 2023 campaign. 1-0 with one away. Here's the deal. And McLaughlin will take that one in the outside corner. It is now 1-1. Ben McLaughlin batting 203 on the year with 2 home runs and 16 RBIs. 1-1 pitch on the way, and McLaughlin has to extend the arms to get a piece of it. And the count now 1-2. McLaughlin's 2024 Arkansas campaign, 60 games that he played in. And during that time, 42 runs, 61 hits. He finished the year batting 302. A year moved where he was batting 346 through 29 games. One ball, two strikes with one away. Here's a pitch to McLaughlin, and he gets a piece of that one and fouls it off to the left side. 89 games during his Arkansas career. He batted 314 during his time with the Arkansas Razorbacks. One ball, two strikes with one away. Upcoming pitch on the way to McLaughlin, and he takes that one inside for ball two, 2-2. Does 9 home runs for Ben McLaughlin. That was tied for the second most by any Arkansas player. 2-2 with one down. Here's the pitch of McLaughlin. That one downstairs for ball three, 3-2. McLaughlin was also very patient during his time in the SEC. 50 walks in 2024. That led any Arkansas Razorback player. Payoff pitch on the way. McLaughlin takes that one inside. Ball four. It's a second Rawhide walk of the ball game, and it brings up Ruben Santana to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So the catcher, Victor Rodriguez, will make his way out to the mound along with the third baseman, Wilman Diaz, as they'll try to calm down Christian Zazueta, who is appeared to be visibly frustrated here in this first inning and a third of work. Understanding the importance of this ball game, and sometimes you try to put so much pressure on yourself, it starts to build up, and then all of a sudden it could get a lot worse than it actually should become. That's with us. Pickoff attempt at first. McLaughlin's able to dive back in safely. The first disengagement of the AB. With one down in the frames, Azueta's pitch, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Azueta already 31 pitches, only 15 strikes to begin this game. 1-0 with one down. Azueta working from the right side of the slab. Here's the deal home. Ground ball to the third base side. It'd be fielded by Diaz. It's third to second for one. Down to first base in time. It's an inning 5-4-3 DP. However, Visalia is the first team to get on the board tonight thanks to a solo home run from Angel Ortiz. We head to the bottom half of the second inning where we'll see Adonis Perez for the second time tonight. Visalia 1, Rancho 0. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
Love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom half of inning number two in a 1-0 Rawhide game. First pitch swinging, and that one is sent into center field. So a leadoff single here for Jose Mesa and the Quakes. Both teams out have their first hit of the ball game. The first Rawhide hit of the ball game was brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company, with Rosa Brothers, every sip is special. So the leadoff single that will now bring up Carlos Rojas to the plate. Rancho looking to respond after that leadoff, that first run of the ball game on the solo home run from Angel Ortiz. And now that one is in there for a strike. The count now 0-1. Got Carlos Rojas at the plate, a guy who's batting .291 so far on the year, with 45 RBIs and one home run. Adonis will get ready for the deal home. The 1-1 pitch, that one is lifted into left field. Racing backwards is Anderson Rojas. He had to turn the shoulder to make the grab, but he's there in time. Now one down in the inning as it brings up Jose Mesa to the plate. Starting defense for Visalia, Adrian De Leon behind the plate. Meanwhile, over at first base is Modifi Marte. Dimitri Crisantes will play second base for Visalia. Then joining him on the middle infield is Christopher Torin. Ruben Santana will man the hot corner at third. Anderson Rojas in left field. Drew Jones in center. And then lastly, it is Angel Ortiz out in right. With one down in the frame, here comes the deal home from Perez. And that one is inside for ball one, 1-0. Victor Rodriguez, his first game here in the series. The guy who's batting .244 on the year in just 11 games. One ball, no strikes with one down. Perez holds at the belt. He'll get ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch. And that one is low for ball two, 2-0. One hit apiece so far here in these first two innings. As Perez holds at the belt, he'll get ready for the 2-0 pitch. Off a pickoff attempt at first. No tag necessary, but Modifi Marte able to apply the grab in time. You look at Adonis' last outing last week against Fresno, only 2 2/3 innings of work, 6 hits and 5 earned runs, and now this ball's grounded up the middle. Crisantes, a diving effort, he'll make the play, throw down to first base, It is not in time. A spectacular grab by Crisantes, but unable to make the transition to first base in time. So now runners on first and second with one away. He'll go down as the second Quake error of the inning. And it'll now bring up Wilman Diaz to the plate. If you've been in a collision, don't fuss, call Gus. At Gus' Body Shop, their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. So you got Wilman Diaz at the plate with some early traffic here in inning number two. Here comes the deal home from Perez, and that one is missiled off to the left side and foul. And the count now 0-1. You talk about that ball game, 2 2/3 innings for Prez in his last outing. His last three outings, he's been unable to get into inning number three. 2 2/3 last outing, 2 2/3 the prior outing against Inland Empire, and then 2 1/3 against Rancho at home on August 15th. 0-1 with one away. Perez gets ready for the deal. A glance at second base. Here's the deal home. And underneath that one popped up on the right side. De Leon will lose the mask. He'll give it chase, but it will land in the first row right behind the Rawhide dugout. And the count now 0-2.
Let's go away.
Rawhide, the last time they had a win with Perez on the mound was on August 8th against Modesto, their second largest margin of victory of the season, when they defeated the Quakes, final score 16-3. No balls, two strikes with one away. Perez holds up the belt. Here's the deal home, and that one is swung on and missed in the dirt, and Adonis has his third strikeout of the ball game. Oh, yeah, another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So they bring up Oswaldo Osorio to the plate, who is a late addition to the starting lineup earlier today. Two down to the frame. Get ready for the upcoming pitch. Glance at second base. Here's the deal home. And that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. It originally was Eduardo Guerrero to make the start today. However, he had some oral discomfort, so as a result, Oswaldo Osorio moved into the lineup. He slid into second, where it was originally Elijah Hainlein. So Hainlein moved to second to short. And the infield remains Osorio and Hainlein. Speaking of Elijah Hainlein, currently awaits on deck in a 1-1 count with two away. Two runners aboard here for Rancho. It's Jose Mesa at second, Victor Rodriguez at first. 1-1 with two away. Here's the pitch. And that one a bit outside for ball 2-2-1. Adonis Perez will stare down Oswaldo Osorio, batting 198 with two home runs and 29 RBIs. The 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one is sent into center field. Drew Jones will watch that one drop in for a base hit. Being waved home is Jose Mesa. Modifi Marte will cut it off. Mesa will slide home to score, and the Quakes have tied up the ballgame 1-1 here in the bottom of the second inning. Third hit of the frame, and it is an RBI single. So Victor Rodriguez advances one base, and it will now bring Elijah Hainlein to the plate, the former Oregon State Beaver. Elijah Hainlein batting 137 so far on the year, but you look at his on-base percentage, it is 200 points higher than the batting average, a 360 on-base percentage. Two home runs, five RBIs on the year. There's Hainlein currently behind in the count, 0-1 with two away. Perez holds up the belt. Here's the deal home, and that one is in there for a strike, and the count is now 0-2. Perez looking to keep this a one-run ball game to send it into the top half of the third inning. Yeah, Victor Rodriguez in scoring position. 0-2, a two away. Here's the deal from Perez. Breaking ball outside corner. Strike three called. And Adonis now four strikeouts in the ballgame. However, Rancho will tie up this ballgame Three hits in the frame, including a run. No errors and two runners left on base. Visalia 1, Rancho 1. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
The keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of the third inning. Modifi Marte, Adrian DeLeon, and Christopher Torin do up in the frame. First pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Modifi Marte batting .230 on the year with three home runs and 35 RBIs. And now that pitch on the outside corner, the count now 0-2. Modifi making his first start of the series over at first base. Has been met Ben McLaughlin, who's been the first baseman for the first two games of the series. And now Modifi will foul that one off of his foot. And the count will remain 0-2. Modifi Marte has shown power throughout the season and throughout his time in the Dominican Summer League as well. Marte was reactivated from the development list on August 29th. After Ryan Walshman was placed on the injured list. One of two players currently on the injured list for Visalia, him and Caden Grice. And Marte will foul that one off to the right side, 1-2. Modifi Marte was placed on the development list on August 23rd. And an opportunity to activate Alberto Barriga, the right catcher from the Arizona Complex League. 1-2 pitch on the way. Marte will sky that one into left field. Retreating backwards is Cameron Decker in front of the warning track. And he'll be there for the grab. There's one down here in the inning. Starting defense for the Quakes. It's Victor Rodriguez behind the dish. Meanwhile, at first base is Carlos Rojas. Osvaldo Osorio will man second base. And then at shortstop, Elijah Hainlein. Roman Diaz will play third base. And then in left field, Cameron Decker, Zaire Hope in center. And then lastly, Jose Mesa in right. So with one down in the frame, he got Adrian DeLeon making his first start of the series. He did get some time yesterday as Kenny Castillo was dealing with a hand injury. And now that swing and miss makes the count now 0-1. 0-1 with one down, the hold at the belt. Get ready for the deal home, but before that one happens, Azueta wants to get on the same page with Rodriguez. A one pitch on the way as DeLeon a swing and a miss. And we count now 0-2, 202 with five home runs and 32 RBIs on the year. DeLeon will get ready for the deal here in a moment from Christian Zazueta, who's looking to go through three innings of work to begin this ballgame. It's been starting pitching has not gone deep so far in this series for Rancho. Eric Swan went four on Tuesday night. That ball is lifted up into right field. We'll see who calls it off. It will be the right fielder, Jose Mesa, who will ultimately make the grab. There's now two down in the frame. As it brings up Christopher Torin to the plate. So that's with a third year in professional baseball, his first in the LA Dodgers organization. You look at his first 2 years out of the Dominican Summer League with the New York Yankees organization. He'd end up being traded in February of this year for the left-hander Caleb Ferguson. The pitch on the way, that one's in there for a strike to Torin. In exchange for the Yankees getting Ferguson, the LA Dodgers received Matt Gage and Christian Zazueta. 1-1 pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike, and the count now 1-0-2. Torin so far this week, 2-for-6, and a 1-for-3 ball game yesterday. 0-2 deal home from Zazueta. Torin underneath it, lifts it into right center field. Backing up is the shortstop Osorio, and in the end it'll be Jose Mesa in right to make the grab, and Visalia goes down in order here in inning number 3. Visalia 1, Rancho 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
To a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There are only three things a man really loves. His truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Bottom three at Lone Mark Field. It'll be the top of the order, Eduardo Quintero, to lead things off. First pitch on the way, it's in there for a strike, 0-1. Quintero, Hope, and Decker were the only three batters to not step up to the plate in inning number two, where the Quakes were only able to scratch across one run in the frame. That pitch in there to Quintero, and the count now 1-1. Adonis will stare down Quintero before the deal home, and that one is inside for a ball. Count now 2-1. Adonis, four appearances against Rancho, three of them being at home. His longest outing, six innings of work. That was on May 12th in a ball game where he went six innings of work, seven hits, and two earned runs in that ball game. Outside of that outing, he's given up at least four earned runs in his last three outings against the Quakes. 3-1 with no outs. Here comes the deal. And that one is in there for a strike, 3-2. A fairly large strike zone here early in the ballgame from Blake Bison. Coming 3-2 pitch on the way. And that one is inside for ball four. Maybe the first walk of the ballgame allowed by Perez. And it now brings up Zaire Hope to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Salia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Zaire Hope, so far in the series, 1-for-6. including a 1-for-3 ball game in yesterday's game where he had a single and a walk. Here comes the deal home, and that one just a bit outside for ball one, 1-0. Did not miss by much on the deal to Zaire Hope, a former 11th round pickup by the Chicago Cubs in 2023. 1-0 deal on the way. Hope tries to go opposite field. This is a long run for Anderson Rojas. He's going to look up at the wall. It's going to bounce off it. He'll toss it into the shortstop terrain. He'll throw over to second base. And Crisanta does a very good job of getting that pick. If not, it would have rolled into right field and possibly could have scored in a run. Instead, it is a double for Hope. And there's now runners on second and third with no outs. All of a sudden now, Adonis Perez working with some traffic. Cameron Decker 2-for-7 in yesterday's ball game, including a 1-for-4 ball game in yesterday's ball game where he had a single, an RBI, and two Ks. It's early in the ball game, but this already feels like a pretty crucial at bat here in just the third. Pause from Perez. Here's the deal home. And that one is inside for ball one, 1-0. Cameron Decker batting 242 with 10 home runs and 47 RBIs. Perez holds to the chest before he gets ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch. And that one will bounce away from De Leon. It's not far. Here comes a toss, and it's going to get away from Perez. It's going to be scooped up by Modifi. And a wild pitch will score a run. And just like that, Rancho has their first lead of the night. It is 2-1 here in the bottom half of the third inning. Not the furthest ball that's going to get away from De Leon this season, but just enough for an aggressive Eduardo Quintero to come home to score. And now with a runner on third base, the Rawhide infield will decide to play in. Cameron Decker struck out swinging in his previous at-bat. A 2-0 pitch on the way from Perez, and that one is inside for ball three, 3-0. You get a runner on first, it does set up the double play ball, but you're trying to keep this a one-run ball game at most, and now Perez's pitch is sailed into center field. Drew Jones will have to hop on his horse, make his way back to the wall, and that ball is going to bounce off the base of the wall. It's going to be scooped up by the right fielder, Angel Ortiz. He'll toss it into Demetrio Crisantes, and it is a RBI triple from Cameron Decker, and just like that, the Quakes lead this ballgame 3-1 in the bottom of the third inning. Nearly had enough to get out of the yard. Somehow it barely managed to stay in. And now here comes the pitching coach, Tyler Mark, out to the mound. It has been three batters to begin the inning and no outs, and a runner 90 feet away from making it a 4-1 ball game. This mound is brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. I remind you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, and now open in by sailing. Now the home plate umpire, Blake Bison, will make his way out to the mound to break up this mound visit. His team argues it all the time that he's slotted before he makes his way back over to the Rawhide dugout. So Jose Mesa will get ready to step up to the plate. Ball game where he is already 1-for-1. Already 5 Rancho hits here in the first 3 innings. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they have just had 1. Right infield remains playing in. Upcoming pitch on the way to Jose Mesa. And thought about pulling the trigger. Does he? He does not. And the count is now 1-0. Infield plays shallow, but there's still a good 2-3 feet separating between the toes and the infield grass. And now Perez's pitch misses downstairs for ball two, 2-0. Jose Meza hitless so far in the series. Entering the day, he was 0 for 7 in the week. Two balls, no strikes, but no outs. Perez holds at the chest to get ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch. And that one is swung on and missed. And the count now 2-1. Jose Meza, 6'1", 160, the 21-year-old right-hander out of Venezuela. Fourth year in the Dodgers organization. Last year in 2023, 54 games out of the Arizona Complex League. And now that pitch misses downstairs for ball 3-1. Meza originally started the year off in the ACL, where in 26 games he was batting 368 with 25 RBIs. 3-1 pitch on the way, and that one's on the outside corner, 3-2. Meza originally signed as a free agent on July 3rd of 2019. 3-2 pitch on the way, and that one outside, ball four. So it'll walk Jose Meza and bring Carlos Rojas to the plate. As soon as that happens, it looks like the Rawhide bullpen starting to slowly warm up. They want to clinch a playoff spot tonight. They cannot have let this ball game get away too early in the ball game. Runners on the corners here for the Quakes. A double play would not get Perez out of the inning. Brings up the first baseman, Carlos Rojas, to the plate, who will swing and miss at strike number one. Now Carlos Rojas will make his way back over to the Quake dugout to grab a new baseball bat. Been a season series so far between the Rawhide and the Quakes that currently favors Visalia 14-12. Rawhide have won back-to-back series against Rancho, 4 wins on August 8th on the August series, and also 4 wins in the July series. So far in the series, 1 game apiece. Rancho took opening game. Meanwhile, for the Rawhide, they took the second game of the 6-game series. 0-1 pitch on the way from Perez. That one is sent opposite field, and that one's going to drop in for a base hit. It's going to go all the way to the Rawhide bullpen. One run will come home. Here comes the second. It is Jose Meza rounding third base. Here comes the throw. It is not in time, and Rancho now leads this ball game 5-1 in the bottom of the third inning. A no-out double for Carlos Rojas. A 2-run RBI double on top of that. And they're now bringing Victor Rodriguez to the plate. Andrew D. Garner at the top of the doorstep. Does he make his way out to the mound? He does. And it'll be the end of the ballgame for Adonis Perez, who once again, another outing of less than 3 innings of work. It is now 4 straight games with less than 3 innings. 5-1 here in the bottom of the third inning. We have a pitching change at Lone Mark Field. Listen to Rawhide Baseball by SaliaRawhide.com.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have 0 carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Remain in the bottom half of the third inning. Marantxo has already scored four runs in the bottom half of the third inning, and they're threatening to tack on more with a runner in scoring position in the form of Carlos Rojas, as they now bring up the new pitcher in the ballgame, the southpaw, Jake Fitzgibbons. Here comes the deal, and that one is inside for ball one, 1-0. This pitching change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom, and bye-bye, Bucks. 1-0 pitch on the way from Fitzgibbons, and that one is in there for a strike, 1-1. Fitzgibbons, 5'11", 175, the 22-year-old southpaw out of Tennessee. Former Tennessee volunteer from Glen Ridge, New Jersey. 1-1 deal on the way from Fitzgibbons, and that one is going to get away from De Leon. There will be no throw. It'll be a wild pitch. So now Rancho 90 feet away from making this a five-run ballgame. Still plenty of ball game to be played, six innings in fact, but this is a big gut puncher here early in the ball game, going back to the dugout whenever this inning does come to a conclusion. 2-1 pitch on the way from Fitzgibbons, ground ball to the third base side. It's a hard hit shot to Santana. He lost it momentarily before tossing to first base in time. There's now one down here in the inning as it brings up Wilman Diaz to the plate. Jake Fitzgibbons so far in 2024, no decisions, with a 6.55 ERA, 11 innings of work, 15 strikeouts and 13 walks. Fitzgibbons was originally on the opening day roster for Visalia. However, on April 21st, he would be placed on the 60-day injured list. One out pitch on the way. That one is outside for a ball, 1-0. Fitzgibbons would be activated from the 60-day IL on July 12th, where he had several appearances with Arizona in the Complex League before arriving back in Visalia. Here's the deal home, and that one is outside for ball two, 2-0. Following that 60-day IL period, four appearances for Jake Fitzgibbons out of the pen. All four of them, he went an inning of work. He struck out nine batters in those four innings. Swing and a miss here, and the count now 2-1. Roman Diaz, the seventh batter to step up to the plate so far in this inning. Oswaldo Osorio will dig in here in a moment. Fitzgibbons' his pitch, and that one is swung on and foul tipped. And the count is now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Last time we saw Fitzgibbons on the mound was last week against the Fresno Grizzlies, and now that one fouled directly backwards. Fitzgibbons went two and a third innings of work last week against the Grizzlies. Two hits and two earned runs in that ball game. He struck out three batters and walked three as well. 2-2 with one down. Fitzgibbons working from the left side of the slab. He'll get ready for the deal home. And that pitch is called strike three on the inside corner. So Fitzgibbons will have his first strikeout of the ballgame. It'll be the second time Diaz has sat down. And to bring up Oswaldo Osorio to the plate. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So you got Osorio at the plate, who bats 2 points above 200. And now that pitch misses outside for ball one, 1-0. Soto Osorio, first start of the series. The first two games of the series Ferrancio are the same exact lineup. It's the first time this week that they have elected to change things up, and it's only the bottom of the order, this number 8 batter. 2-0, 2-A. It's Gibbons from the left side. He gets ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch. And that one he's way out in front of. It's now 2-1. Oswaldo Osorio, an RBI single in his previous at-bat. Looking for his second RBI of the night and his 31st of the year. 2-1 with 2-A. Here's the pitch to Osorio. And that one clips the outside corner. It is now 2-2. An hour gone by here in inning number 3. You look back at the ball game on Tuesday night, it took an hour and 59 minutes to play. 2-2 pitch on the way, and that one fouled off to the right side. Completely different ball game each and every single night. You look at yesterday's ball game, 2 hours and 30 minutes. A ball game that combined for 9 hits compared to Tuesday night. That he only featured 5 from both sides, and now a swing and a miss for Oswaldo Osorio, and he'll be the final out of the inning. So Jake Fitzgibbons comes in. He faces 3 batters. He sits all 3 down in order. However, Adonis Perez gives up another few runs in the top half of inning, the bottom half of inning number 3. 4 runs come across for the Quakes in this ballgame, 5-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm...
Well, the Rawhide scored the first run of the night, but entering inning number 4, they find themselves down by 4 runs. A 4-run bottom half of the 3rd inning. Anderton Rojas will lead things off for Visalia. It'll be Anderton Rojas, Demetrio Crisantes, and Angel Ortiz, 2, 3, and 4, stepping up to the plate. 1-0 pitch on the way to Rojas, and that one is in there for a strike. It is now 1-1. Anderton Rojas 2-for-6 so far in the week, including a 1-for-3 ball game yesterday where he had an RBI triple. Rojas will ground this one over to first base. It'll be scooped up by Carlos Rojas. And now one down in the inning will now bring up Demetrio Crisantes to the plate. Oh, happy birthday, Demetrio Crisantes. He turns 20 years old today. And what a year he's had. 343, 6 home runs and 38 RBIs. And he continues to impress not only the Rawhide, the California League, but all of minor league baseball in general. 53 straight games that Demetrio Crisantes has gotten on base safely. You have to go all the way back to June when he started this streak. And now that one fouled backwards. And now Victor Rodriguez a little shaken up after that foul pitch. So good of a start to his single-A career that it was good enough to land Demetrio Crisantes top 13 in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Drafted in the 7th round of the 2022 MLB draft, Demetrio Crisantes was an Arizona commit out of Nogales High School. A about 3 hours south of Chase Field. Versant is signed for $425,000. And his first full season in 2023, he batted 347 through 29 games. You fast forward to 2024, he continued to dominate in the Arizona Complex League before eventually earning a promotion to Visalia. This one's lifted into right field, and Jose Mesa will be underneath it for the grab. And there's now two down in the inning as it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. The last time up, Angel Ortiz hit it off the tee out into right field. The ball that he got underneath and was able to drop it over the right field wall. But now, Isaiah is still trailing, looking for some more offense from the highest batting average in the California League. That home run from Ortiz gets Angel back into the 300 numbers as a qualified player. 0-1 pitch on the way. Ortiz lifts that one into left field. We'll see if it's enough to stay in the yard. It likely will as Cameron Decker is about 10 feet right of the third base chalk, and Visalia goes down in order for the second straight frame. Right at the bottom half of the fourth inning, Visalia trails Rancho 5-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Grab the key.
Bottom four here at Lone Martin Field. Elijah Hainlein will lead things off in a 4-1, 5-1 Rancho ball game. Elijah Hainlein struck out looking in his previous at-bat. It'll be Elijah Hainlein, Eduardo Quintero, and Zaire Hope due up here in the inning. Jake Fitzgibbons remains on the mound after retiring the first three batters that he faced after coming in for a relief for Adonis Perez. And now that one is low for ball one, 1-0. Elijah Hainlein 1-for-5 so far in the series with his first hit coming in yesterday's ball game where he went 1-for-3. Hainlein is able to slide out of the way of that pitch, count out 2-0. A single, a run, and a strikeout for Hainlein in yesterday's game. A 2-0 pitch on the way from Fitzgibbons, and that one will be fouled backwards, so the count will now move to 2-2. 2-1, excuse me. Jake Fitzgibbons, 18 pitches so far, 11 strikes for the southpaw out of Tennessee. A 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one is upstairs for a ball. And the count now 3-1. Christian Zazueta for Rancho has seemed to kind of settle in after struggling through those first two innings. A pitch high and inside for ball four, so Hainlein will draw the leadoff walk, and now bring up Eduardo Quintero to the plate. Walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Eduardo Quintero so far in this ball game, he is 0-4-1. And now that pitch downstairs for ball. It is 1-0. Eduardo Quintero 1-for-8 so far in series, with his first hit coming in yesterday's ball game as well, where he recorded a single. 1-0 pitch on the way. That one is outside. De Leon thought about tossing over to first base. He does not. And the count will now move to 2-0. So Fitzgibbons has now thrown close to 10 pitches so far in the inning, with only one strike to Elijah Hainline. 2-0 pickoff attempt at first. Modifi is able to pick it up out of the dirt, but nobody's going to end up coming home to score. Two balls, no strikes, and no outs. We got Zaire Hope waiting on deck. A glance over at first for Fitzgibbons. Bunt sign shown, and the count is out 2-1. 6 hits already for the Quakes in these first three innings of work. 2 balls and a strike. Here's the deal home. And that one is upstairs for ball 3, 3-1. All Rancho up to this ball game so far. 3 balls and a strike with no outs. Fitzgibbons will stare down Quintero. They'll get ready to fire from the left side of the slab. Here's the deal home. And that one is upstairs for a ball. It will be ball 4, so no need for the pickoff attempt at first base, and now runners on first and second with no outs. Salley needed a good pitching performance in tonight's ball game, and they have struggled here to begin this ball game. It is now the 4th walk of the ball game allowed by Rawhide pitching, and they're bringing out pitching coach Tyler Mark on his way out to the mound. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So Jake Fitzgibbons came in for relief for Adonis Perez in the bottom of the 3rd inning, and so far to begin this 4th, he has walked his first 2 batters of the frame. T-Mark will make the walk back over to the Rawhide dugout and is ready to resume play once again. Zaire Hope gets ready to step up to the plate for the 3rd time in this ball game. So far tonight, he has grounded out and he has doubled. We talk about the former outfielder in the Chicago Cubs organization. He was part of a trade that sent Michael Bush and Yency Almonte to Chicago in exchange for the lefty Jackson Ferris and Zaire Hope. First pitch of the at-bat, and it's in there for a strike, 0-1. Gibbons holds at the chest. He gets ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch, and that one is outside for ball 1, 1-1. Zaire Hope, the 11th ranked prospect in the LA Dodgers organization. He's one of 2 players in the top 30 in the organization. Playing tonight's ball game. One swung on and missed, 1-2. A couple other players as well in the organization just not playing in today's game. You look at Kendall George, top 10, still currently on the injured list after being hurt against Visalia back in August. 1-2 pitch on the way. That one has fouled off to the left side. Hyun-Suk Jung in yesterday's bowl game, who made the start, top 10 and top 30 in the organization as well. LA Dodgers claimed they were going to pick him up in the 11th round. However, the Cubs had a pick prior to the Dodgers, and ultimately Chicago ended up with Hope. But 6 months later, it would end up being Zaire coming back to the West Coast in that trade that featured Yency Almonte. Zaire Hope was drafted signed for $400,000 out of high school. 1-2 and no outs. Here's the deal home. And Zaire gets underneath that one, pops it up onto the left side. It's a long run backwards for Terrain. In the end, he'll give way to his left fielder, Anderson Rojas, who will make the grab. And there's now one down in the inning as it brings up Cameron Decker to the plate. More action. Currently starting to warm up in that Rawhide bullpen out in right field. Rawhide need to find a way to keep this a four-run ball game at most. If they want to claw into this ball game as the middle innings start to creep up. One out pitch on the way, and that one is outside for a ball 1-0. Bench has been very patient tonight. Not super aggressive at the plate. Letting the Rawhide pitch to them. It's a team so far this year. 623 walks. That is the third best in the California League. That deals in there for a strike 1-1. It's been a Rancho team historically throughout the Dodgers organization who has liked to draw walks, expand at bats, make it difficult on pitchers, and that's what they've done so far in this ballgame. 1-1 with one away. Upcoming deal in the way from Fitzgibbons, and that one is outside. Throw down to second base. Versantes unable to apply the tag, but it was a very large secondary lead for Elijah Hanlon. Two balls, one strike with one away. Cameron Decker, 29 total bases against Visalia this season. That is the second most by a Rancho player. Spin off there, looks over at second base. No throw, but enough to keep it right there. The count 2-1 with one away. You got Hainline at second, Quintero at first. Two balls and a strike with one down. Upcoming pitch on the way from Fitzgibbons, and that one is right at the knees. It is in there for a strike 2-2. Errorless baseball up to this point so far. Salia looking to create the second scoreless frame of the ballgame for the Quakes. They scored in two of the first three innings, and now Fitzgibbons forces a swing and a miss. Second strikeout of the ballgame for Decker. And now bring up Jose Mesa to the plate. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So Jose Mesa, he's reached twice so far in this ball game. Fitzgibbons will stare him down. He'll get ready for the deal home. Another spinoff attempt here. Just a disengagement. As Elijah Hainline is able to easily get back over there at second base. First pitch of the at-bat coming up here from Fitzgibbons. A glance at second. Here's the deal home. And that one is in there for a strike. Count out 0-1. Game three of this six-game series. Three more games to go this week. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Casey Anderson will be on the mound tomorrow night starting at 6:30 p.m. 0-1 pitch. That one is in the dirt. As he go around, Mesa does. And the count is now 0-2. Casey Anderson tomorrow night, Daniel Nunez on the mound on Saturday, and it'll be Denny Lerondo on Sunday to close out the season. Rawhide just need one win over those next three games, or if you count tonight as well, to make the postseason. Casey Anderson has been very good since the All-Star break. Daniel Nunez, he's looked good throughout the year, and then Denny Lerondo leads the team in strikeouts with 102. Runners in motion, throw down to third, won't happen. It'll be a double steal as that pitch is inside for ball 1-2. So two runners in scoring position with two down and two strikes. Fitzgibbons pitch on the way, and that one is fouled off to the right side. Has been long bottom innings here for Rancho to begin this ball game. All right, pitcher has been able to really crack the code so far in this game. 1-2 with two down. Here comes the deal home from Fitzgibbons, and that one's off the edge of the bat. It's fouled off to the right side. It Look at Rancho so far in this ball game with runners in scoring position. They're batting 3-4-10. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they have yet to have an AB with a runner in scoring position. That pitch inside, ball 3-3-2. Rancho yesterday, it was a flip side. Rancho is a team who had fewer at-bats with runners in scoring position. For Visalia, they were 1-for-11. 2-2-2-way. Fitzgibbons' pitch on the way, and that one is high and inside once again. Back-to-back locations, the same spot, but Fitzgibbons unable to find the strike zone. Three balls, two strikes with 2-way. Fitzgibbons gets ready for the deal. There is an open bag over at first base. He's looking to get out of the frame right here. Payoff pitch on the way. It gets away from DeLeon. And coming home to score will be Elijah Hainline. And just like that, Rancho leads this ballgame 6-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. So a 6-1 ball game with runners on the corners, and manager D. Garner is going to make his way out to the mound. He will have a second pitching change of the ball game. Rancho 6, Visalia 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Loves his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
For Jake Fitzgibbons, and as a result, we have our second pitching change of the ballgame. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Pitch on the way from Rocco Reed, and that one is inside for ball one, 1-0. Rocco Reed, since joining Visalia, 0-1 with a 22.50 ERA. This is his third game in a Rawhide uniform after being drafted out of Clemson. Reed's pitch is grounded over to shortstop. Terrain will gather, underhand toss to second base in time, and the inning will come to conclusion, but not before Rancho tacked on another run here in the bottom half of the fourth. It is a 6-1 ball game as we head into inning number five. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one, .com.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of inning number five. Visalia trailing 6-1 to Rancho. First pitch on the way is outside for a ball. Second pitch outside as well. So an early 2-0 count to Drew Jones. Still have half a game of baseball to play. I just need to find a way to chip away that runs through the next couple innings rather than try to get it all back in one inning. Try to draw some walks, base hits as well. Visalia only one hit tonight. It was a solo home run from Angel Ortiz in inning number two. 2-1 pitch on the way to Jones, and that one is downstairs for ball 3-3-1. We talk about Visalia's ability to draw walks this season. They're fourth in the California League with 609. Three balls and a strike with no outs. Here comes the pitch to Drew. Half swing. It does not matter. It's on the outside corner. Count now 3-2. Drew Jones, 1-for-8 so far in the series, including a hitless ball game yesterday. 3-2 deal on the way. Ground ball over to shortstop. It'll be fielded by Hainline, and it's tossed to first base in time, and he has been a guy that you cannot get the ball past so far in this series, including a pretty nice acrobatic throw on Tuesday night on a ball where his momentum is going over to third base. He leaped up and threw across the diamond in time to close out the ball game on Tuesday. So now brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate, who's drawn one of two Rawhide walks in this ball game. And now McLaughlin, a swing and a miss, and the count is now 0-1. The only other player with a walk so far in this ballgame for Visalia, Christopher Torin. He was the first plate appearance of the ballgame. So McLaughlin quickly finds himself behind in the count, 0-2 with one away, batting 3 points above 200 so far this season. No balls, two strikes with one down, working from the right side of the slab. And McLaughlin, a swing and a miss. So he'll be sat down for the second out of the inning. And it now brings up Ruben Santana to the plate. Christian Zazueta has settled in very nicely since the second inning. It has been 8 straight retirements for Zazueta, dating back to Ben McLaughlin's walk in the second. 2-out pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike. It is 0-1. Ruben Santana hitless so far in the series, an 0-for-4 ball game yesterday. And an 0-for-1 ball game on Tuesday night. 1-1 with two down. Upcoming pitch on the way to Santana. And he swings and misses on a pitch he's way out in front of. The count now 1-2. Ruben Santana, 5 doubles against Rancho so far this season. That is tied for the most by any player on this Rawhide team. 1-2 pitch on the way. Zazueta will stare down Ruben Santana as he gets ready for the 1-2 pitch. Here comes the deal home. Santana watches that one miss the outside corner. Everybody on the Quake side of things is ready to walk back to the dugout. They thought they had strike three. Instead, we'll have to wait to see another pitch right now. Two balls, two strikes with two-way. Inning number five here at Lone Mart Field. Santana thought about it. He does not go around. He is struck out, and he is the final out of the frame. So Zazueta, three straight no-hit innings. And we head to the bottom half of inning number five. Rancho 6, Visalia 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
No one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
There's a story.
Rocco Reed will get ready for his second inning of work in a ball game that Visalia trails 6-1. It'll be Carlos Rojas, Victor Rodriguez, Wilman Diaz due up in the frame. It is 5, 6, and 7 due up here for the Quakes. Ryan looking to put up a scoreless inning against the Quakes. They've scored a run in the last three frames, one in the second, four in the third, and one in inning number four. 0-1 pitch on the way from Reed, and that one is inside for a ball. It is now 1-1. Taking a look around the scores around the California League out of Inland Empire, the 66ers currently a 6-0 lead over the Lake Elsinore Storm. Inland Empire out hitting the Storm in today's ball game, 9-2. In inning number six, you know, out at John Thurman Field in Modesto, the Nuts currently trail the Ports 1-0 in the top half of the fourth inning. Bases loaded at the moment, so Stockton looking to expand on their 1-0 lead in the fourth. Reed's pitch is grounded over to shortstop. Terrain will make the grab. It'll toss over to first base, and it'll get away from Modifi Marte. Rodriguez will run over to second base. Marte will eat it. He'll dive head first into second base. It'll go down as a single and an error. It will be an error against Taurean. So now a runner in scoring position. And that's just the type of ball game that it has been for Visalia. Nothing has seemed to go right in this ball game. That error kind of just summarizes the way that this ball game has gone on. So Visalia, the first error of the night. In yesterday's ball game, they had one. They've had one error in now the first three games of the series. The pitch on the way, and that one is upstairs for a ball. It is 1-0. One ball, no strikes, but no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way here from Rocco Reed. A look at second base before his deal home. And that one is inside for ball two, 2-0. He talked about the three errors so far in the series for Visalia. They have all been against the shortstop, Christopher Taurean. A fielding error on Tuesday night, a throwing error on Wednesday, and today on this Thursday night, a throwing error once again from Taurine. Two balls and a strike with no outs. Taurine has been able to show off this season that he's been able to get to the difficult balls. He's made difficult plays as well, but he's also made quite a bit of errors so far on the year. It's now 19 for Taurine in 2024. 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one is fouled off to the left side of the count now, 2-2. Last score on the California League, Fresno and San Jose. The Giants currently throwing a no-hitter against the Grizzlies in the bottom half of the sixth. San Jose, one run, two hits, one error. Meanwhile, for Fresno, one run and no hits in today's ballgame. Two balls, two strikes with no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way to Wilman Diaz. And before that pitch could be thrown, a pitch clock violation called against Rocco Reed. Reed just stares down Blake Bison. He didn't agree with that call. Would have been right down the middle, too, if it would have been if the pitch would have been allowed. Instead, the count now goes full, 3-2. Here's a pitch home from Reed, and that one is inside for ball four. So now runners on first and second here for the Quakes. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Salient's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Wilman Diaz getting ready to step up to the plate. In a ball game that he has struck out twice. And a glance at second. Here's the deal home, and that one is low for ball one, 1-0. Should say Oswaldo Osorio at the plate here for Rancho. One and oh with no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way. Down out 2-0. A glance over at second base. Here's the deal home. This was a high bouncer scooped up by Reed. A throw to first base, and it is just in time for out number one. So Oswaldo Osorio will be the first out of the frame as it brings up Elijah Hainline to the plate. So the one down, it brings up Elijah Hainline. He'll get ready for the deal home. That one's a swing and a miss on a ball at the eyeballs, and the count is now 0-1. Infield plays in once again for Visalia. They've had to do it quite a bit of time so far in this ball game, and now that pitch is high for a ball. The count is now 1-1. Quakes 3-for-12 with runners in scoring position. They're looking for their fourth hit of the night. 1-1 with one away. Reed holds at the chest. They'll get ready for the deal home, and that one is inside for ball two, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one away. Rocco Reed once again holds his chest before he gets ready for the deal home. And that one is grounded over to shortstop. Taurine will throw home, and the play is in time. Good heads-up defense here by Taurine. They put the runner Victor Rodriguez in motion as soon as the ball was hit on the ground. And Taurine quickly throws home with a bit high, but plenty of time to work with. So a fielder's choice for Elijah Hainline will send it back to the top of the order. Runner on first and third with two-way. You got Eduardo Quintero, who is 0-for-1 so far in the ballgame. Quintero has walked in his previous two plate appearances. Rocco Reed's pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Quintero looking for that second hit of the series. Rocco Reed looking to get himself out of his second inning of work. First full inning. 1-0 pitch on the way. And that one's in there for a strike. It is 1-1. You look at Reed's last outing, an inning of work, 3 hits, 3 earned runs, 2 strikeouts, and a walk in that ball game. 1-1 with 2 away. The pause and hold of the chest here for Reed. Here's the deal home. Tries to go opposite field, and instead he'll dump that one out to the Quakes Cantina. And the count now 1-2. Reed has given up an earned run in both of his professional outings, with 2 being against Inland Empire on August 24th. 1-2 with 2 away. Reed holds at the chest to get ready for the deal home. A small lead over at first for Hainline. And that one is swung on and missed for strike number 3. Eduardo Quintero is struck out for the final out of the inning. And at the end of 5 innings of work, Rancho leads Visalia 6-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
To a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of the 6th inning. The end of the ball game will arrive for Christian Zazwita, who goes through 5 complete innings of work. And that'll be Sean Paul Lanon, who will face off against Modifi Marte to begin his outing. Quickly behind in the count, 2-0. Lanon will get ready for the deal home on this 2-0 pitch. And that one is inside corner, strike number 1. Pitch and change brought to you by Rescon Pest Control, protecting customers, homes, and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescon and bye-bye Bug. 2-1 pitch on the way to Marte. And that one's on the outside corner. The count now 2-2. John Paul Lanon, his third year in the LA Dodgers organization, 6-2 so far this year, with a 4.80 ERA, 54 and a third innings of work, with 69 strikeouts and 22 walks. Marte, a swing and a miss. He'll be sat down for the first out of the frame. We talk about Sean Paul on 6 wins so far on the year. That is tied for most on this team and tied for the 7th most in the league alongside Felix Cabrera, who's got 6 as well. You got Adrian DeLeon, who will get ready for the upcoming pitch. The 1-out deal on the way, and that one is grounded off to the left side and foul. The count is now 0-1. Adrian DeLeon has flown out once so far in this ball game and is lone at bat. Coming 0-1 pitch on the way. Here's the deal home. And that one is outside for a ball, 1-1. Sean Lennon originally signed as a free agent on January 15th of 2022. We talked about that 2022 Dominican Summer League season, 4-1 with a 2.08 ERA. And now that one fouled backwards, 1-2. Opponents were batting 161 during that Dominican Summer League season before he would eventually be brought stateside in 2023, where he would be 0-2 with a 4.54 ERA. One ball, two strikes with one away. But on last pitch last week against San Jose on Friday night in a ball game where he went two and a third innings of work with five strikeouts and two walks. 1-2 pitch on the way. Here's the deal. De Leon will get underneath that one. He'll sky it up on the left side foul territory. And that ball is going to end up landing three rows into the bleachers and bounce back into the field of play. But on Summers in the month of August, 2-0 with a 2.61 ERA, 20 and two-thirds innings of work with 20 strikeouts and six walks. One ball, two strikes with one away. Adrian De Leon looking to give Isiali their first base runner since the second. That pitch is high and inside for ball two, 2-2. On from the right side of the slab, 2-2 with one away. They'll stare down De Leon before the upcoming pitch. Here's the deal home, and that one is swung on and missed, strike three. So Lennon has checked in the ballgame and has sat down the first two batters that he's faced. And is now four straight batters retired here by the Rancho pitching staff. Final numbers tonight for Christian Zazueta, five innings of work, one hit and one earned run, four strikeouts and two walks for Zazueta in tonight's ballgame. They got Taurean at the plate, 254 on the year, and now that pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0. Christopher Taurean has flown out in this ballgame. He has also walked once in this ballgame. One ball, no strikes with two down. Here's the deal to Taurean. And that one is on the outside corner. It is in there for a strike, 1-1. Taurean has walked in now four straight games, which was the 10th longest streak in the Cal League entering the day. The 1-1 pitch on the way to Taurean. And he'll take that one low for a ball. It is now 2-1. Anderson Rojas awaits on deck in a ballgame where he's been 0-2. You look at the top three in the Rawhide order so far tonight. They are 0-5 with a walk from Taurean. That slider misses outside ball 3, 3-1. One hit for Visalia tonight. A similar feel to what it felt like on Tuesday night when the Rawhide were only able to get across three hits. Taurean will take that pitch inside for ball four, so he'll draw his second walk of the night. And now bring up Anderson Rojas to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Salia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So the 11th ranked prospect, Christopher Taurean, stands on first. He's got Anderson Rojas at the plate, who faces off against a right-on-left matchup. And Rojas has been a guy who has favored left-handed pitchers a little bit more than that of right-handers. He's batting 239 against right-handed pitchers in a season that features 37 RBIs. Hit to left side. Rojas is able to outrun that one. Taurean, too large of a lead over at second base. And he is gunned out at second. And the inning will come to a conclusion. So another base running error in the ballgame. It's the second mistake of the night on the base pass. And there's one runner left on base. Visalia trails Rancho 6-1 as we head into the bottom of the sixth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
Beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long.
All right, top of nights where the ball doesn't seem to bounce in your favor. You make mistakes on the base paths, and tonight has been one of those nights. Doreen out at second base, taking two larger round at second. Despite a base hit from Anderson Rojas, it was a Rawhide second hit of the night, their first since the second inning. And for a split second, it looked like the Rawhide had a chance to get something pulled together. And then the base running mistake ended the frame. And now the Rawhide still find themselves down by five with three innings to go as it brings up Zaire Hope to the plate. In a ball game where he is 1-for-3. New pitcher in the ball game for Visalia as well. It is Shane Telfer. And his first four pitches of the ball game all miss outside. So it is a leadoff walk here for Zaire Hope. And brings up Cameron Decker to the plate. This pitch change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Feel the ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Shane Telfer at the plate or on the mound. He faced off against Cameron Decker, who's already had an extra base hit so far in this ball game. You look at Decker's two of his three hits so far in the series, extra base hits, a home run, and a triple. 1-0 with no outs. A small lead over at first for Zaire Hope. And now Telfer's pitch on the way is low for ball two, 2-0. So Telfer has come out onto the mound and throws six straight balls to begin his outing. And as soon as I say that, it's going to be the catcher Adrian DeLeon making his way out to the mound. Shane Telfer, so far this year, has spent time in both Visalia and Hillsborough. He started off the year with the Hillsborough Hops, where he was 1-0 with a 3.29 ERA during his time with the Hops. You talk about Telfer so far this season with Rye, just four games, a 3.60 ERA, five innings of work, three strikeouts, and five walks. I'm going to 2-0 pitch on the way, and Telfer's delivery is in there for a strike 2-1. Talk about Telfer being on the opening day roster for Hillsborough. Over on April 16th, he'd be assigned to Visalia. That was during the series against Lake Elsinore. 2-1 pitch lifted up to the right side. Marte will give it a look, but it will end up running out of room, and the count is now 2-2. But Telfer would make one appearance with Visalia on April 16th before he would be returned back to Hillsborough on April 18th. However, a little over a month after Telfer would be reassigned to the Hops, he'd be placed on the 7-day injured list on May 15th. And then a little less than a month later as well, a swing and a miss right here is now one down here in the inning. As it brings up Jose Mesa to the plate. Third time that Decker has been struck out in this ballgame. A little under a month later on July 11th, Delphi will be moved from the 7-day injury list to the 60-day IL before he will be finally reactivated on August 21st with Visalia. Ground ball over to second. Crisantas to second for one. It stops the first base in time. So despite the bobble at second, Crisantas to Torin to Marte to get the Rawhide out of the inning. 4-6-3 inning, any BP, no hits, no runs, no errors, and nobody left on base. We had inning number 7. Visalia trails Rancho 6-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There are only three things a man really loves. His truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Demetri Crisantas will lead things off here in the top half of the seventh inning. Offense has been at a premium so far for this Rawhide team. Crisantas steps up for the third time in this ball game, and now this ball is grounded over to third base where it will be scooped up by Wilman Diaz. His toss to first base is high, but Carlos Rojas is able to make the grab. And there's now two down in the inning as it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Ortiz 1-for-2 so far in the ballgame. In a ballgame where he picked up his 7th home run of the season, it's a team-tying 7th home run of the season. Now one of 3 Rawhide players this year who have recorded that tally mark. Yancel Luis with 7 and Jackson Feltner, who was called up to Hillsboro right before the Modesto series. He had 7 as well with Visalia. 1-0 pitch on the way to Ortiz, and that one is outside for a ball. It is now 2-0. Talk about those 7 home runs for Visalia. It's a Rawhide team who has the least amount of home runs in the California League with 65. On the other side, Rancho, 90. That is 3rd most in the league. 2-0 with 1 away. Here's the pitch to Ortiz, and he's going to take that one right at the ankle. And Ortiz is going to be a little slow to get up here. Not what you like to see there. Ortiz not even having enough time to jump out of the way of that pitch. That ball is just kind of stuck onto the fingertips and ends up hitting Ortiz right in the lower body. So Ortiz appears to be all right. He'll make his way back over to first base. And now bring up Drew Jones to the plate. One run, one hit, one base runner at a time. That's all the Rawhide have to think about it that way. And they want to get back into this ball game. Going to pitch on the way. That one's sent into right center field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. It's Visalia's 3rd of the night. It's going to go all the way to the boarding. Angel Ortiz is going to be waved home. Drew Jones is going to be sent over to third base. and it is an RBI triple for Drew Jones, and Visalia is back within four. It is 6-2 here in the top half of the seventh inning. Drew Jones' second hit of the series, and it was a three-bagger and a gapper as well. So now brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate, and we'll see how much energy that revives into the Rawhide dugout. Ben McLaughlin 0-for-1 so far in the ballgame. He has walked so far here in this ballgame. One-out pitch on the way to Ben, and he will foul that one off to the left side. Count now 0-1. Just a sack fly would put Visalia back within three. Drew Jones is one of the, if not the fastest guy on this Rye team, alongside Anderson Rojas. 0-1 with one down. Here's the pitch to McLaughlin. He gets jammed up in the hands, and he fouls that one backwards, 0-2. You got Ruben Santana awaiting on deck for Visalia in a ballgame where he's 0-2 as well. Bottom 6, 7, 8, and 9 have been held hitless so far in the ballgame. 0-2 with one away. Working from the right side. Here's the deal home, and McLaughlin just tries to kind of golf that one out. He fouls that one backwards. A very defensive swing for McLaughlin on that pitch. McLaughlin batting at an even 200 since joining Visalia at the beginning of August. 0-2 with one down. Here's the pitch, and McLaughlin will send that one into left field. It'll be caught by the left fielder Cameron Decker, but it will be deep enough to score Drew Jones. He was slide feet first at home plate, and the Rawhide are back within three. It is a 6-3 ball game here in the top of the seventh inning. A moment ago, I was talking about one run at a time, one base runner at a time. That's all it comes down to. You score two runs in the frame, you're back within three. Inning number eight, you tack on another. It is chipping away and not taking it all back at one time. So now you got Ruben Santana at the plate, who bets 214 on the season. And he'll take that one outside for ball one, 1-0. Ruben Santana has grounded out and struck out so far in this ballgame, but the first two pitches of the at-bat are inside, 2-0. Santana hitless so far in the series. And looking for his first right now. With Modifi Marte waiting on deck, it is a swing and a miss, so the count will now move to 2-1 here for Santana. Santana did struggle in the month of August, one of his lower hitting months of the season. A 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one is outside for a ball. And the count is now 3-1. You look at the numbers for Ruben Santana in the month of August. I should say July was a struggling month. August was got back on track, 286. Month of July in 16 games, he batted 123. Santana will get underneath that one. He'll send it into center field. Zaire Hope will be underneath it. He'll be there for the grab, and the inning will come to conclusion. Third time Santana's been sat down in this ballgame. However, Visalia is able to cut the lead in half thanks to an RBI triple from Drew Jones and a sack fly from Ben McLaughlin. Rancho 6, Visalia 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered.
Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Visalia back within three, heading into the bottom of the seventh inning. Shane Telfer will remain on the mound for his second inning of work. It'll be Carlos Rojas, Victor Rodriguez, and Wilman Diaz due up in the inning. Carlos Rojas is 1-for-3 so far in the ballgame, and Telfer's pitch this time will clip the outside corner, and the count is now 1-1. Carlos Rojas, an RBI double back in inning number three. Telfer's pitch on the way, and that one is downstairs for ball two, 2-1. Telfer will hold at the belt and get ready for the deal home to Rojas on the right side of the plate, and that one is fouled off to the left side. Count out 2-2. Visalia one hit in the top half of the seventh inning. Able to bring across two runs, a Ben McLaughlin sack fly, and a Drew Jones RBI triple. Two balls, two strikes, but no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way from Telfer. That one is inside for ball three, 3-2. Carlos Rojas, 18 hits against Visalia so far this season. That is tied for the most by any player on this Quakes team. 3-2 deal, swung on and missed, strike three. And Telfer has his second strikeout of the ballgame. And is now one down here in the inning. A strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. With that 10th strikeout of the ballgame, and his strike brought to you by Javi's Taco Shack and Cantina, located in downtown Visalia. It is Javi's Taco Shack and Cantina. Telfer's pitch on the way, and that one is inside for ball one, 1-0. Victor Rodriguez, a single so far in this ballgame. He also reached off of an E6. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed, and the count now 1-1. Victor Rodriguez, 3-for-8 last week against San Jose, including a 1-for-4 ballgame on Saturday. Rodriguez just played in two games against San Jose last week at Excite Ballpark. One ball, two strikes with one down. Telfer will agree with the pitch from his catcher, DeLeon. And now that ball is swung on and missed on a pitch upstairs. And now back-to-back strikeouts from Telfer here in inning number seven will bring up Wilman Diaz to the plate. Oh, yeah, another Mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Wilman Diaz 0-for-2 so far in the ballgame. He struck out twice. He's also walked once in this ballgame. And now Telfer's pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0. Wilman Diaz, 18 hits against Visalia. He's tied with Carlos Rojas, team leader in hits. The 1-0 pitch on the way. That one is sent into right field. Coming in is Angel Ortiz in right. He's there for the grab, and the inning will come to conclusion. Shane Telfer sits down the side in order. And inning number seven, Rancho 6, Visalia 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of the eighth inning. Coming pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Rodifi Marte, Adrian DeLeon, and Christopher Torin do up here in this eighth inning. The Rawhide down to their final six outs of the ballgame. Pitch on the way from Sean Lennon is in there for a strike, 1-1. Rawhide were able to get some damage against the right-hander in the top half of the seventh inning. 1-1 pitch on the way. Marte's pitch will be fouled to the left side, and that one barely missed. Left of the third base back. That one would have had extra bases written all over it. And instead, Marte behind in the count, 1-2. Marte so far this season, 12 RBIs against Rancho. That is the third most on this Rawhide team. One ball, two strikes, and no outs. The hold at the belt here from Lennon. Here comes the deal home. And that one is outside for ball two, 2-2. The Rawhide have now had a hit in the last two innings after having three straight scoreless frames. And now that one is ripped into center field. Back at the warning track. And that ball is going to be caught. Crashing into the boarding in center field by Zaire Hope. 4-0-1 to dead center, and that ball went about 398, and it missed by about 5 feet, so now one down here in the inning as it brings up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. Modifi that close to making it a two-run ball game. Now we get ready for the deal home to DeLeon, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Adrian DeLeon 0-2 so far in the ballgame with a strikeout and a flyout so far tonight. Lennon's pitch on the way, and that one is high and inside for ball one, 1-0. Adrian DeLeon batting an even 200 so far on the year. Torin's gone on base twice so far in this ballgame. He's on deck. The 2-0 pitch on the way to Deli, and that one's in there for a strike, 2-1. Two balls, one strike with one away. Visalia trails by three. It's a 6-3 game. Here's the pitch home. That one is outside, ball three, 3-1. If you simplify this ball game, Visalia gets two runners on base. It would bring up the tying run to the plate in the form of Anderson Rojas or Demetrio Crisantes. 3-1 swung on and missed, and the count now 3-2. Crisantes still looking to make his mark in today's ball game. He's been held hitless so far in the game. A guy who's been able to find ways to get on whatever it takes. And 52 straight, that is at risk at the moment. Three balls, two strikes with one away. Lanon will stare down DeLeon. The payoff pitch on the way, working from the windup. Here's the deal home, outside, ball four. And just like that, Visalia has a one-out base runner, and it brings up one of the more patient guys on this Rawhide team, Christopher Torin, to the plate. Victor Rodriguez will make his way out to the mound to have a word with his pitcher, and now the corner infielders will come home to meet him as well. A players-only mound visit here as the 11th-ranked prospect Christopher Torin gets ready to step up to the plate. Both umpires will come in and break up the players-only meeting as we're ready to resume play once again. Many experts have said about Torin that he has one of the best barrel-to-bat abilities in all of the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. You look at his first season in 2022, a 465 OBP in 50 games in the Dominican Summer League. You fast forward 1 year later in 2023, he was batting .320 with a .437 on base percentage. He only struck out 9 times in 26 games last year in the ACL before he would be a mid-July call-up, and now this ball grounded to the left side and foul. It is now 1-1. Talk about the strikeout rates, the walk abilities as well. An 8.8% swinging strikeout rate. That was the fourth best in single A among 18-year-olds. That's among the California League, the Florida League, and the Carolina League as well. 1-1 pitch on the way to Torin. That one's in there for a strike, and the count is now 1-2. Torin, one of several of these top 15 prospects in the Diamondbacks organization. You look at Yancel Luis, 10, Torin, 11, Crisantes, 13, Drew Jones, right center fielder, is ranked second, right behind Jordan Lawler. A pitch fouled off to the right side, 1-2 with one away. The Diamondbacks have experimented working with Torin over at second base due to how much depth there has been in the middle infield throughout the Diamondbacks organization. You look at the first overall, the number one player in the system, Jordan Lawler, a shortstop with AAA Reno. You look through the rest of the organization, just in the top 10, Tommy Troy with Hillsborough ranked fifth. And then J.D. Dix, who was a top 35 pick in this summer's MLB draft, he's ranked eighth. Yancel Luis, not to mention on this Rawhide team, is ranked 10th. 2-2 with one down. Here's the pitch to Torin, and he'll take that one on the inside corner. Strike three called. So Torin has struck out for the first time tonight, and it'll now bring him Anderson Rojas to the plate. Manager John Shoemaker will make his way out to the mound, and he will play his next chess piece right now in the top half of the eighth inning. Sean Lanon's ball game is over. Visalia trails Rancho by 3. It is a 6-3 ball game in the top half of the eighth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauai Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We remain in the top half of the eighth inning as a new pitcher in the ball game is Seamus Barrett. This pitching change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye bugs. Anderson Rojas will be the first batter to face off against Barrett. And that pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0. Seamus Barrett comes in 6'7", 220. The 23-year-old right-hander out of Boston, Massachusetts. Drafted in the 10th round of the 2024 MLB draft out of Loyola Marymount. And the first two pitches of the at-bat are upstairs for ball two, 2-0. I talked about earlier, this is a batter in the form of Anderson Rojas who's been a lot more successful against right-handed pitchers than lefties. That pitch outside for ball three, 3-0. 239 so far on the year with a 312 OBP and 349 slugging percentage against right-handed pitchers. Three balls, no strikes with two-way. Here's the deal to Rojas, and that one is outside. Ball four, and just as I mentioned about 5 minutes ago, a potential game-tying opportunity for Demetrio Crisantes with runners on first and second. That is all it took. Two walks in the frame, and out of Demetrio, who is 0 for 3 in the ball game, and he's looking for his first hit of the night. He's looking to expand the on-base streak to 53 straight games on his 20th birthday. With two down in the frame, here's the pitch to Demetrio. That one's on the outside corner. It is 0-1. Crisantes on an 11-game hitting streak as well. He was 1 for 3 in the ballgame yesterday with a double and a single. 0-1 pitch on the way to Crisantes. He thought about it. Does he go around? He doesn't, says the first base umpire Reginald Webb. And the count is now 1-1 with two away. Crisantes, prior to today's ballgame, he said there would be nothing better than to celebrate his birthday by clinching a playoff title. And he has a chance to put the team on his back right here. 1-1 pitch on the way to Crisantes. And he takes that one at the letters for strike number two. He struck out looking once in this ballgame. He's flown out, and he's grounded out as well. 1-2, a two-way. The hold at the belt from Barrett. He glances at second. Here's the deal home. Crisantes jammed up at the hands. He'll foul that one off to the right side. If Visalia wants to get back in this ballgame, this is likely their best chance of the night. Runners on first and second with two-way. One ball, two strikes. Here's a pitch from Barrett. Crisantes barely gets a piece of that one. He fouls it backwards. One ball, two strikes, two-way. Crisantes will get ready for the upcoming pitch in just a moment from Seamus Barrett. 53 games on the line. 1-2 pitch on the way. Outside, ball two, 2-2. This streak has been alive since June 25th. Today is September 5th. Two balls, two strikes with two-way. You got Adrian DeLeon over at second base. 2-2 with two-way. Here comes the deal home to Crisantes. Outside corner, and he does not get the call, Barrett. The count is 3-2. Plenty of boos going along throughout the crowd from this Rancho fan base. And the Quakes team thought they had it as well. Three balls, two strikes with two-way. A big payoff pitch coming up right here. 3-2 with two down. Runners will be in motion. There they go. Pitch is on the outside corner. Ball four called. And Demetrio Crisantes on the 20th birthday will reach base safely for his 54th straight game. Base is loaded as it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. And now the pitching coach, Sean Coyne, is going to make his way out to the mound. His mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. Playoff-type moment right now here in Game 3 of the six-game series. On LRT's working with bases loaded. You got Adrian DeLeon at third, Anderson Rojas at second, Demetrio Crisantes at first. On LRT's so far in the ballgame, he is 1-for-2 with a solo home run and a hit by pitch that ended up scoring a Rawhide run in inning number 7. Well, I'd have to find a way to get at least one run out of it right here in the eighth. Visalia so far in the ballgame have left one runner on base, and now that pitch downstairs for ball one, 1-0. Three walks so far here in the frame. Two of them have been against Barrett. 1-0, a two-way. Here's the pitch to Ortiz. It's a swing and a miss, so much so that his helmet pops off of his head. He was swinging for the right field foul pole, trying to go 2-for-2 on the night in home runs. And instead, the count is 1-1. Barrett holds at the belt, working from the stretch. Here comes the deal home. Ortiz way off-centered, and the count now 1-2. A ball in the dirt, trying to golf it out. The best batting average in the California League, trying to give the Rawhide another run in this game. 1-2, a two-way. Here's the deal home. Ortiz gets a piece of it, and he fouls it backwards. Very defensive swing here, and you got the second-ranked prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, Drew Jones, awaiting on deck. One ball, two strikes, a two-way. Barrett holds at the belt. Here's the deal home. Ortiz ground ball to the right side. It is fielded by the second baseman, Osorio. And tossed to first base in time. Visalia, base is loaded, and they're unable to bring home a run. We head to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Rancho 6, Visalia 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
We're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the eighth inning. Oswaldo Osorio, Elijah Hainline, Eduardo Quintero, Visalia, their best chance of the night. Bases loaded. And it ends up being a 4-3 ground out over to second base for Angel Ortiz to end the frame. Right, we'll have one final chance to bat in the top half of the ninth inning. Shane Telfer looking to keep it a three-run ball game as that one is fouled off the mask of Adrian DeLeon. And the count is now 0-2. It'll be Drew Jones, Ben McLaughlin, and Ruben Santana due up in the ninth. 0-2 with no outs. Here's Telfer's pitch. And that one a bit outside for ball one, 1-2. Oswaldo Osorio so far in this ballgame, 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Telfer's 1-2 pitch on the way, and that one is in the dirt for ball two, 2-2. Elijah Hainline hitless in this ball game. Eduardo Quintero hitless as well. Two balls, two strikes with no outs. Telfer working from the left side of the slab. Here's the deal home, and that one fouled directly backwards. Osorio batting 200. entering the day. No time called here as Osorio will step out of the batter's box. Two and two, no outs. Osorio, the 19-year-old out of Venezuela, will swing and miss for strike three. So Shane Telfer is now up to four strikeouts in three innings of work, and it brings up Elijah Hainline to the plate. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So the former Oregon State Beaver, Elijah Hainline, will get ready for the upcoming pitch. Now first deal on the way, and that one is inside for ball one, 1-0. 2024 Corvallis Regional All-Tournament team, a year where he played in 59 games and batted 280 with 16 doubles and three triples on the season. 11 home runs as well during his time out in Corvallis. A former Spokane and Washington native. Pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball two, 2-1. Prior to his time over at Oregon State, he played at Washington State, where he played in 99 games over two seasons with the Cougars. He started in 96 of those 99 games that he played in. 2-1 pitch on the way to Hainline, and that one is upstairs for a ball. It is now 3-1. During his time with the Cougars, he batted 287 with one hit shy of 100. 3-1 pitch on the way from Telfer, and that one is outside for ball four. So Shane will have his second walk of the night, and Hainline will draw his second walk in the ball game. And now bring up Eduardo Quintero to the plate. Eduardo Quintero so far in this ball game, 0-for-2 with a pair of walks and a run, a stolen base as well. And now the pitching coach, Tyler Mark, is going to make his way out to the mound. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beaver Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, now open in Visalia. So bottom half of the eighth inning, we go through the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We're at the high A level, Hillsboro, a 2-1 win over Tri-City. Meanwhile, out in double A, it was a double header for the two teams out in the Texas League, Amarillo and Midland. The game one of the doubleheader, the Rockhounds won 4-3. However, in the game two of the doubleheader, Amarillo defeated Midland, final score 5-4. That was in nine innings of work. Lastly, at the AAA level, heading into the ninth, Reno, a 4-3 lead over the El Paso Chihuahuas. With one down here in the frame, Telfer gets ready for the deal to Quintero. And that one is right down the middle in there for a strike, 0-1. Last day at the major league level, the San Francisco Giants, a 3-2 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks here on this Thursday night. 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one's in there for a strike count now, 1-2. Entering the day, Arizona 79-61, 5 games back of the LA Dodgers, with about a month to go in the regular season. 0-2 pitch, that one fouled off to the right side. That loss to San Francisco snaps a two-game winning streak that the D-backs have been putting together. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Telfer will have the stare down here on Quintero. Here's the deal home, and that one a bit inside for ball one, 1-2. Ball game 2.5 hours old. It'll officially be the longest game of the series when this ball game concludes here in the next inning and a half. That pitch is sent into center field, a long run for Drew Jones, and he'll be able to make the grab for out number two. We'll bring up Zaire Hope to the plate. So one from one center fielder, we'll see the other. Zaire Hope made a pretty nice play earlier on a ball that he had to crash into the boards. Ball that missed him being a home run by about 5 feet. So Zaire Hope so far in this ball game, he is 1-for-3 with a double, a ground out, and a flyout. Upcoming pitch on the way from Telfer, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Tyler Hope batting 286 on the year with 9 home runs. Looking to tie up that Cameron Decker 10. One swing of the bat could put this game out of reach right now. And now that pitch is fouled off to the right side. Cal will now move to 1-1. Five, six, and seven. Do it for Visalia in the ninth. Rye trying to clinch the playoffs tonight. Rancho looking to get their magic number to 3 more wins. 1-1 pitch. We'll have to hold off. Pickoff attempt at first base. The Quakes need to win the final 4 games of the season to make the postseason. Visalia just needs 1 in 4 games. A lot more reasonable for the Central Valley team. 1-1 pitch on the way. And Zaire Hope, a swing and a miss. Count now 1-2. Zaire Hope, 2 hits so far in this series. 1 yesterday and a double so far today. 1-2, a 2 down. Telfer's pitch on the way. It is outside. Throw down to second base. It's a good throw, and it is on time. And the inning will come to a conclusion. Caught stealing is Elijah Hainline. We head into the top half of the ninth inning where the Rawhide will have one last chance to equalize this ball game. Rancho 6, Visalia 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
That air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health. More than medicine. Life.
Kaweah Health. More than medicine. Life.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places.
We move into the top half of the ninth inning with a ride down to their final 3 outs of the night. Major Jones, Ben McLaughlin, and Ruben Santana do up here in the frame. First pitch on the way from Seamus Barrett is upstairs for ball 1-0. Last time Jones stepped up to the plate, an RBI triple that scored on Angel Ortiz from first base. 1-0 deal on the way to Drew, and that one is inside for ball 2-0. Same type of formula for Visalia as it was in the eighth. Get 2 runners on base, and anything can happen at that point, but you got to find a way to get base runners on with the first batter of the inning. And a chance to do that right here as Drew Jones watches that one miss downstairs for ball 3-0. Drew Jones, 81 walks so far on the year. It leads his Rawhide team. And Drew will make it another walk right here. He'll take it downstairs for ball 4. It'll be Drew's first walk of the ball game. And it now brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate, who's been very patient at the plate this season as well. So a runner on first brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate. You look at McLaughlin's numbers so far this season, 21 walks since joining Visalia in the middle of August. First pitch of the at-bat on the way. It's in there for a strike, 0-1. Ben McLaughlin so far in this ballgame, 0-1 with a strikeout. He did have a sac fly that scored Drew Jones back in the seventh. McLaughlin watched that one miss in the dirt, and the count is now 1-1. Two home runs on the season so far for Ben McLaughlin. One in the series finale against Inland Empire, and one in the series opener last week against the Fresno Grizzlies. The 1-1 pitch on the way to Ben, and that one's on the outside corner. It is in there for a strike, 1-2. Visalia's largest ninth inning comeback of the year was on the second game of the season on April 6th when Visalia scored four runs in the top half of the ninth inning. One ball, two strikes with no outs, and McLaughlin will foul that one off to the right side. It was Ruben Santana who doubled on a ball in the right center field gap out at San Manuel Stadium to tie up the ball game 5-5 in the ninth inning of that ball game on the opening weekend of the season. And then Jordan Chalas came in and closed the deal in the bottom of the ninth inning. 1-2, no outs. Here comes the deal to McLaughlin. Jones is in motion. It's a high throw to center field. It's going to sail over the head, but Jones is going to end up staying at second base. So it is a stolen base for the Rawhide center fielder. And out a 2-2 count here. Right, have another chance to hit with a runner in scoring position. They're just 0-1 so far in this ballgame. That ground out from Angel Ortiz was the only ground out, or was the only at-bat with a runner in scoring position tonight. It comes that late in the ballgame. Daniel Nunez had to make his way out to the field as there was a equipment malfunction for Drew Jones, as it may have snapped his belt, as he has the new one and he's going to buckle it real quick as he makes his way back over to second base. So out of this quick stop and play here as Jones stands over at second. Ben McLaughlin, once he digs in, it will be a 2-2 count once again. Ruben Santana is hitless as he waits on deck. 7-9 have yet to get a hit so far in this ballgame. 2-2, no outs. Here's the deal to McLaughlin. Broken bat, flare shot, and that one's going to drop on the third base side. It is fumbled at third, and everybody's going to end up being safe, and the game-tying run is going to step up to the plate in the form of Ruben Santana. Drew Jones had a late go over at second base, and once he realized it was dropping in and Diaz was charging in, Drew Jones is running over to third base. So it is Ruben Santana who's got three home runs on the season and a chance to change things right now. You also wonder now if they're going to put a runner in motion with McLaughlin over at first. He has a few stolen bases on the year. But will they do it here with no outs and a potential playoff spot on the line? 1-0 is the pitch, and Santana gets a piece of it. He fouls it off to the right side. The count is now 1-1. McLaughlin's base hit is Visalia's fourth hit of the night. 1-1 the count with Modifi Marte awaiting on deck. The pause at the belt. Here's the deal home. And that one's a bit inside, ball 2-1. Start of the ball game, it felt like a very wide open strike zone for Blake Bison. And over the last two innings, the strike zone has seemed to somewhat narrow. Versace took two very borderline pitches to draw a walk in the last frame. 2-1 pitch on the way to Santana. He fouls that one off to the right side, 2-2. I need all three of their runs right now here in the ninth inning. Trying to send it to the bottom of the ninth inning with Alexis Labano warming up in the Rawhide pen in case that they need him to check into the ballgame. Santana 0-3 in the ballgame. Jones at third. McLaughlin at first. 2-2 pitch on the way. And Ruben just gets a piece of that one, fouls it off to the right side. That was a swing there, just defending the outside corner of the zone, trying to put the ball in play. And now Seamus Barrett will get ready for the sixth pitch of the at-bat. 47 RBIs on the year for Santana. It's a slider, and it misses outside. Ball three, 3-2. Isalia had bases loaded in the eighth. They weren't able to capitalize. They're one ball away from loading them up for the second straight frame. Three balls, two strikes with no outs. Barrett holds at the belt. Here's the pitch. High chopper over to third base. It's in the air for a long time. Throw to first base. It is not in time. RBI single for Ruben Santana. And the Rawhide are back within two. That ball seemed like it just floated like a balloon down to third base. Just like that, Visalia trails his ball game 6-4. And it brings up Modifi Marte to the plate, who is 5 feet short of his fourth home run of the season earlier in this ball game. What a sequence here for Visalia in the last three batters. Drew Jones comes home to score, and now manager John Shoemaker is going to make his way out to the mound, and he's going to signal to the bullpen. Seamus Barrett's ball game is over, and the go-ahead run, Modifi Marte steps up to the plate. Playoff spot on the line, Rancho 6, Visalia 4. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Cowea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month. Let's go places.
Season on the line, and Rancho is going to go to the bullpen once again, and they'll go with the former Kansas Jayhawk, Evan Shaw. This pitching change brought to you by ResCon Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, sail to ResCon, and bye-bye bugs. Corners play in, bunt shown by Marte. It is high, ball one. 1-0. Evan Shaw has been locked down in his first three games in a Rancho uniform. 1-0 without allowing an earned run, two strikeouts, and no walks. Both of those were in his second game in a Quakes uniform out at Excite Ballpark. 1-0 pitch on the way to Marte. He shows bunt. He pulls it back, but it's in there for a strike. 1-1. We saw Evan Shaw earlier this week on Tuesday night in a ball game where he went an inning and two-thirds and did not allow a hit or a run in that ball game. Modifi Marte is 0-for-3 so far in the ball game. 1-1. First base comes charging in, but that pitch is upstairs. Ball two, 2-1. Carlos Rojas was halfway between home plate and first base by the time Shaw even released the pitch out of his hands. McLaughlin is at second. Santana is at first. 2-1 pitch to Marte. It is upstairs. Ball three, 3-1. And all of a sudden, this ball game goes from avoiding the sack bunt, if you're Evan Shaw, to at risk of loading the bases with no outs. Modifi Marte, three home runs on the year. He drove it three 98 in his previous at-bat. Here's the deal home. Marte lays down the bunt. It is foul, and the count now moved to 3-2. So now decision-making time here for manager D. Garner and Modifi Marte. Does he try to lay down the bunt one final time and risk striking out on a foul ball, or does he get the green light and he's free to swing away? Got Adrian DeLeon awaiting on deck for Visalia. He's been held hitless in this ballgame as well. Three balls, two strikes with no outs. Shaw looks at second. He'll take a double glance before his deal home. Here's the payoff pitch. Marte tries to lay down the bunt. He's unsuccessful, and he'll be struck out for out number one. Evan Shaw was behind in the count, 3-1, and Marte is struck out. So it now brings up Adrian DeLeon, who is 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout in this ballgame. DeLeon has walked so far in this ballgame. That's the one time he's been on base. Here comes the pitch from Shaw. DeLeon to the right side. What a grab by the first baseman, Carlos Rojas. Underhand toss to Shaw is in time, and that is the best play you are going to see of the series. A run-saving grab by Carlos Rojas. It's been Cameron Decker the first two games of the series, and that ball could have landed all the way in the corner. And now with two down, it brings up Christopher Torin to the plate with two runners in scoring position. That ball was screaming off the bat. And now manager John Shoemaker and third base coach Jaime Del Valle having a word with one another. As D. Garner is making his way over to first base as well. As that bag, right side of the bag, slightly poking up. So that's what the stoppage in play is here at the moment. Adrian DeLeon slid feet first into first base to try to get there safely. Looks like they'll be all right with the pillow over at first base. So that brings up Christopher Torin to the plate in a ball game where he is 0-2. He's also walked twice in this ball game. Evan Shaw holds at the chest. The left on right matchup. Torin through the right side of the infield. Ben McLaughlin's going to come home to score. Ruben Santana's waved home. The throw is not in time. Torin will dive headfirst into second base. He is safe. And it is RBI number 49 and 50 that tie up the ball game 6-6 in the top half of the ninth inning. Evan Shaw had not allowed an earned run in his first three games in a Quakes uniform, and Torin ends the streak right here at Lone Mart Field on this Thursday night. What a change of events. The Rawhide down to their final out. The Rawhide down to the final string, and Torin hits it through the right side of the infield. And now the pitching coach, Sean Coyne, is going to make his way out to the mound. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. An eerie, quiet Lone Mart Field after the RBI double from Torin. He was fired up after the RBI double. So with a runner in scoring position, Ben McLaughlin came home to score. Ruben Santana scored as well. I mentioned the April 6th ball game when the Rawhide came back, and now this ball is lifted into center field. Retreating backwards is Zaire Hope. It is not going to be enough to get out of the yard. Kenny Castillo will fly out. However, Visalia comes back from down by three, and they tie up the ball game 6-6 as we head into the bottom of the ninth inning. Alexis Lobato is going to come out to the mound to keep this a tied ball game with a playoff spot on the line. Bottom nine at Lone Mart Field. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by SaliaRawhide.com.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Cowea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
We got a game on our hands. We head into the bottom half of the ninth inning. Alexis Lobano, the new pitcher in the ballgame for Visalia. This pitching change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, say hello to Rescom, and bye-bye bugs. Zaire Hope to lead things off in the frame. It is 2-3 and 4. Zaire Hope, Cameron Decker, and Jose Mesa. We'll go through Lobano's numbers here in just a moment. The 2-0 pitch on the way, and that one's on the outside corner. It's in there for a strike, 2-1. Lobano 6-1, 175, the 21-year-old right-hander. In his third year in the Diamondbacks organization, and Zaire Hope swinging on a pitch on the outside corner. The count is now 2-2. Alexis Lobano from Caracas, Venezuela, signed as a free agent in 2022. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the deal home. That one's hit right back up the middle. So Zaire Hope, a leadoff single to begin the ninth inning. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. So the winning run stands on first base. Ryan has suffered 9 walk-off losses here in 2024 with only one of them coming here in the second half. Here comes the deal, and that one is downstairs. A good block by De Leon. And the home plate umpire appeals to first base, and Reginald Webb says he does not go around. 1-0 is the count. Defensive sub for Visalia in left field. Anderson Rojas was pinch hit for Kenny Castillo, who flew out for the final out of the ninth inning. So Jefferson Pena checks into the ballgame. And Cameron Decker, who showed bunt, did not pull it back, and the count now 2-0. It looked like he had the bunt all the way around and never pulled it back, but the first base umpire, Reginald Webb, said no, he didn't. So the count is now 2-0 as Lobano will stare down Decker right here. One hit so far in the ballgame, and that ball is ripped into left field, racing backwards to Jefferson Pena. He's going to look up at the wall, and that ball is gone. A 2-run home run for Cameron Decker, his team-leading 11th home run of the season. And this season is going to continue on for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Final score, Rancho, 8 runs, 8 hits, no errors. For Visalia, 6 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error. 3 runs in the top half of the ninth inning to tie up the ball game. but it was not enough despite Alexis Lobano 3-for-3 last week. He could not send his ball game to the 10th inning. Step aside, when we come back, we'll break down this ball game and we'll get you ready for game four of the six-game series. Rancho walks off game three. Final score, Rancho 8, Visalia 6. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
What a game that one was. Visalia suffers her 10th walk-off loss of the year. But you got to give credit. This is a Rawhide team who has had fight in them all season long. And they showed it off again tonight, tying it up in the ninth and at least positioning themselves to have a chance to win this ball game. So they're going to be down to their final three games of the season if they want to clinch their first postseason spot since 2019. Let's break down this ball game. We'll start off in the top half of the first inning where Christopher Dorine, first plate appearance, first walk. He got on base, however, he'd be caught stealing. And then Demetrio Crisantes and Anderson Rojas would be the next two outs of the frame. So Visalia, the minimum, would be faced in inning number one. Bottom half of inning number one, it would be that side would be sat down in order. Adonis Perez, only two innings of work. Inning number one, it looked good. Hit a pair of strikeouts during his time. Top half of the second inning, however, it'd be Visalia, the first team to get on the board. A solo home run from Angel Ortiz, his team tying seventh home run of the season. Visalia took the lead for the first time, took the first lead of the ball game for the first time in eight games. You have to go back to last Sunday against Inland Empire where Visalia won final score 15-3 when they were the first team to get on the board in that ball game. It was a two-run home run from Ben McLaughlin that gave Visalia the lead in that ball game. So at the end of an inning and a half, Visalia a 1-0 lead. However, Rancho would put together a string of three straight innings with a run in the bottom half of the second inning. It would be a RBI single from Oswaldo Osorio, who scored Jose Mesa, who had a leadoff single to begin the ball game. So at the end of two innings, it was a 1-1 ball game. Bottom half of inning number three, Rancho would put up four runs in the bottom of the frame, including an RBI double from Carlos Rojas. Cameron Decker would have an RBI, one of his three RBIs in today's ball game, and then Rancho would tack on one more run in the bottom half of the fourth inning. It'd be a run that would come home in this form of Elijah Hainline. So Visalia found themselves down 6-1 at the end of four innings, but did not give up. In the top half of the seventh inning, Drew Jones would have an RBI double, or an RBI triple, should say, that would score home a run. And then one batter later, it would be Ben McLaughlin with a RBI sack fly. So the Rawhide back within three runs, and then the crucial ninth inning came. Visalia would bring up seven batters to the plate. It'd be a leadoff walk for Angel Ortiz. Drew Jones would have a single. Then Ruben Santana, a very high chopper over to third base, would allow a run to come home to score. And Visalia back in the ball game, and then the two-run RBI double from Christopher Torin that somehow barely managed over to sneak through the right side of the infield. You also got to give credit to Carlos Rojas for a game-saving grab over at first base. It was a missile off the bat of the batter Adrian DeLeon. Somehow the play was preserved, and if that doesn't happen, Visalia ties up the ball game, and Christopher Torin, one batter later, probably would have given Visalia the lead. And then Kenny Castillo comes in to pinch hit after the RBI double, and he ends up flying out. And then one batter later, it'd be Kenny Castillo to fly out into center field. Moving into the bottom half of the ninth inning, you saw Alexis Lobano make his way out to the mound. It was 3-for-3 in save opportunities last week, including 5 strikeouts. And he thought with the way Lobano has been pitching as of lately, you could position the Rawhide to go for the win heading into the 10th inning. However, a leadoff single for Zaire Hope. And then one batter later, Cameron Decker, a 2-run home run that would bounce off the scoreboard in left field. And just like that, Rancho would walk it off against Visalia, final score 8-6. 3 games left to go in this series. Visalia, they just need one more win to clinch their first playoff spot since 2019. Winning pitcher for today's ballgame, Evan Shaw. He is 2-0. He has yet to give up an earned run so far in 4 games in a Quakes uniform. Meanwhile, for Alexis Lobano, he suffers his 6th loss of the year. He's now 4-6 with a 5.77 ERA. What's up, side? When we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for Game 4 of the 6-game series here at Lone Martin Field. Final score, Rancho 8, Visalia 6. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have 0 carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Final score tonight, Rancho 8, Visalia 6 here in this 9-inning affair. What a game it was, and it came down to the wire just as playoff clinching games should come down to the wire. Let's take a look around the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll start off in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We're at the high A level. The Hillsborough Hops with a narrow 2-1 win over the Tri-City Dust Devils. Hillsborough's out hit 4-7. However, they're able to pull off the win. Jose Cabrera receives a win. He's 4-2. He was the Northwest Player of the Month out at the high A level. Meanwhile, at the double A level, it was a doubleheader between the Midland Rockhounds and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Game 1 win in Midland's favor. Final score 4-3. But in game 2, it was a 9-inning ball game. Had to go into extras. Amarillo, the 5-4 win over the Midland Rockhounds. And then lastly, at the triple A level, the Reno Aces defeat the El Paso Chihuahuas. Final score 4-3. Meanwhile, at the major league level, the Arizona Diamondbacks fall short to the San Francisco Giants. Final score 3-2. Next up, we move around to the California League, where we get ready to take a look around the scores around the state of California. Out at John Thurman Field here, the only other game in action at the moment. Stockton a 9-5 lead over the Modesto Nuts in the top half of the ninth inning. Meanwhile, out at San Manuel Stadium, the Inland Empire 66ers blank the Lake Elsinore Storm. Final score 6-0. Lake Elsinore only able to get 2 hits on the night. Meanwhile, the 66ers tacked on 12. Lastly, out at Chichansey Park in Fresno, they had to go to extra innings tonight. The Grizzlies a 5-4 win against the San Jose Giants. Looking forward to tomorrow's ball game. It'll be Sterling Paddock on the mound, the southpaw for Rancho. Meanwhile, for Visalia, it'll be Casey Anderson. And wow, Casey Anderson has been good since the All-Star break. Casey Anderson, you look over his last 3 outings, two outings ago was his longest professional outing, seven innings of work. That was the most innings he's had since his time in college with Utah Valley. Three outings ago against Rancho, 10 strikeouts in that ballgame, which is the second most by a starting pitcher this season, right behind Denny Laurando's 11 strikeouts in June against the Lake Elsinore Storm. So a righty versus a lefty, Casey Anderson, Sterling Paddock, game four, with only one more win needed to clinch the final spot in the 2024 California League postseason. San Jose, Modesto, and Lake Elsinore, the three teams that are in. Is it going to be Visalia or is it going to be Rancho? We're going to see as the weekend continues to roll on. Final score tonight, one final time. Rancho, 8 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Visalia, 6 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error. Evan Shaw, the former Kansas Jayhawk, continues to look very good. He is 2-0 with a 0.0 ERA. Meanwhile, Alexis Lobano suffers a loss. He's now 4-6 with a 5.77 ERA. It took us 2 hours and 54 minutes to play in front of a crowd of 1,544 fans, and each and every single one of those 1,544 fans brought the energy in tonight's bowl game, and we hope to see that as the weekend continues to roll on. Make sure to come out to tomorrow's bowl game. The Rawhides still have a chance to clinch the playoffs, and they're looking to do it behind Casey Anderson tomorrow night. First pitch scheduled for 6:30 p.m. That means we'll be live on the air starting at 6:20 p.m. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Visalia Rawhide, the Rawhide on Facebook. Until we talk tomorrow night, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.